Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Virgin Media Originals podcast series.
Welcome to another edition of Hooked On, Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. I'm Fionnuala Jay, and over the course of this new podcast series, we're taking a look at some of the films you need to know about playing at this year's festival, such as Dublin director Ivan Kavanagh's new horror film, Son, starring Emile Hirsch and Andy Matichak. We'll be hearing from them shortly, but first, here's our Gordon Hayden recently chatting to Ivan Kavanagh about the genesis of Son.
I was dreaming.
What about?
I was drowning in a river of blood.
This cult may still be out there.
Is that the boy?
There was never any cult. She retreated into a fantasy world.
If this is real, she needs our protection.
Now what if it's not?
Say the words.
It's all in your head.
You have no idea what he's capable of.
Ivan, thanks so much. I'm only just after finishing watching Son, and okay. I'm a bit shook. It's fantastic. But you know, I do love a good sort of folk horror feel to it, and this has definitely shades of this. Like, you've got good old Robin Hill there, your returning editor, you know, who's obviously worked with Ben Wheatley. So there's that sort of vibe going on there too. So can I talk to you about not only influences that are within this film, but you've also said before that this is a very personal film. And I do feel that there's a father aspect of you that somehow worked its way into this story. Can you talk to me about that? It's a double barreled question, influences and a personal experience.
Well, the genesis of it was after my first son was born about 5 years ago, or just over 5 years ago. And he had a very difficult birth. And we were really worried about him for the first few months, you know, and we were up all night with him. And it was during those sleepless nights that I started to write Son, you know, and I was looking at my wife with the baby and I was seeing how close they were getting. I mean, I was close, but a mother and son relationship is something else. It's biological. It's primal, you know. And I was thinking, how far would she go to protect that child? You know, what wouldn't she do to protect that child? And that was the genesis of Son, you know. Mm-hmm. As far as influences go, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like yourself when you might know if you have kids that. You don't get to watch that much when kids come along, you know? So when I was writing it, I wasn't writing that much, but I imagine the influences, they're always there with you, you know? I've always loved horror films, so I'm sure they snuck in. When they're doing the press notes and stuff, they were asking me to name films that influenced me, but I honestly couldn't think specifically of any. There's probably about 200, you know, over the years.
One of the things I have to say, I give you a great compliment on as well. I've not only the way the film is shot, but the sound. Oh, yeah. And I think a thing about horror is that sound. Like, you know, for example, when Andy's character, when she's trying to burst through that door and she sees all these people in there, when she closes that door, she's so desperate trying to get back in, just fearing what's going to happen to her son behind the door. But just the sound again, the sound design. As a filmmaker, how important is that aspect to you?
I mean, it was always my favorite aspect of when I used to do my own sound designs before I made The Canal. All the previous films to that, including The Fading Light and all of the ones before that, Tin Can Man, I did the sound design myself. So when I'm writing the script, I'm hearing the sound design in my head, you know. And for me, it's always been half the film. It's just as important, as equally as important as the images, you know, especially in a horror movie. And I was lucky enough to find a great collaborator in on the canal with Asa Hand, who's also the composer on this film and the composer on Never Grow Old as well. And we usually sit down and watch the film without any sound, and I just talk him through the sound design. And as if you're spotting music, because that's the way I hear it. I hear the sound design as if it's a piece of music. There's like a flow to it. I know when it needs to go up. I know when it needs to cut out. It's just the way I write and the way I envision things. It's always, I always hear it as well as seeing it, you know?
Getting Sun made is a matter of interest, Ivan, because like the Canal was a real gear change in your career. Like it was an amazing film. Then Never Grow Old, and I remember hearing you talk about working with John Cusack in that film, and just how invested he was in the character. And now Sun, again, it feels like we're moving again in another direction. Very much a film that'll make people stateside really sit up and take notice. So was that also a conscious decision on your part that this is a film that will travel?
No, I never think like that. The only person I'm ever out to satisfy is myself, you know. That's the only way you can do it, really. I don't think I could work as in I'm writing this for this demographic or this audience or I'm gonna make this to be noticed. I make it because I'm passionate about it, you know. And when I grew up in a household where my father is he's an encyclopedia of Hollywood movies and character actors. And I grew up, but movies were always on. He was always, you know, discussing movies, talking about movies. But I also had an uncle who was into art house movies and foreign films. So I had like a very broad interest and love. And for me, maybe that reflects in the kind of films I make. I'm constantly changing or, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just use my instincts, what I feel like I need to write at that particular point, you know?
And what's it like for you at the moment, Ivan, you know, in the business side of things, about like that? You know, we've had your sons out there now. You've got Emile Hirsch. You've got Andy Malachek there too. For you, like, are you kind of looking ahead to the year, kind of going, God, things are very much moving to streaming because of bloody COVID and all like that?
Yeah.
So what is it like trying to get projects off the ground at the moment in this climate?
There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and there's a lot of very nervous people. They don't know whether to start. Everything keeps being pushed back all the time because they think the situation is going to get better and better. I'm very lucky as that I write, and at the moment I'm writing an 8-part TV series for MGM, and so that's kept me busy, you know. But as far as film is concerned, we're aiming to film this year. But we just don't know. So it's very, very uncertain, you know. And it feels really, really strange to have your film premiere, not to be at the premiere of your film, not to see it. I've never seen Sun with an audience, you know. And that is a heartbreak, you know, because especially with a horror movie where you've invested so much in the cinematic experience. And I did make it for the cinema, you know. It's great that people are watching it in any way. I don't care. But the ideal way to see this is on the big screen with the sound full blast and with an audience, you know, because that's the proper way to experience it. But I will say, for people who haven't seen it or are about to watch it, the second best way to watch it, in my opinion, is in the darkened room with earphones with the volume turned way up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the second best, yeah. But it is it's heartbreaking, you know, not to see it with an audience, you know, heartbreaking.
Well, I said to you, I just watched it there before we got chatting, and I'm in my daughter's nursery here at the moment. So I had the lights out. I was in the zone here.
Oh, yeah, great.
So I'm still not right. But I wanted to ask you, because I know we haven't got much time left, but Emile Hirsch was speaking very fondly about you, Ivan, and you've got a great bond there with him. And I know he would be keen to work with you again. Is that, again, something that is on your mind about collaborating with people like Emile with future projects?
Well, that's something I've always done. Even on my earlier films, when I self-financed the early features, I always worked with people I enjoyed working with multiple times, you know, and I really did Obviously, I enjoy working with Emil a lot. I'll never grow old, you know. He's really professional. He's fun to be around. All the crew always love him. He's very courteous to everyone. He's great, and he's always prepared, which is great, you know. I find I don't have to give him much direction. Or if I do, it's very subtle, you know, just bring it down or bring it a bit up or whatever. It's very, and we have a kind of a shorthand. We're working together. And Andy, we really worked well together. This is my first time, and I'd love to work with her again. But again, the part has to be right, you know. I wouldn't cast someone in a part just for the sake of wanting to work with them again. The part would have to be absolutely right for Emil or whoever else I work with again.
Finally, I know they're going to kill me, but I'm going to try and see, can I squeeze one quick one in? That eight-part series that you mentioned, is that The Vanishing Triangle? Is that the one?
Vanishing Triangle, yeah. It's loosely based on a true story. It's based on a book by Detective Alan Bailey, set in Ireland in the 90s. It's about all those disappearances of the women in the 1990s in Ireland. And it's loosely based on that. That's the starting point for the story, but it goes off in completely different directions, its own fictional directions.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you again. Great to see another film out there. It's always good. I said it to Emil and to Andy. I just think you're moving in such a great direction. Every film that comes from me, it has a lovely, wonderful, dark undertone. And it's always exciting to see one of your films because you just never know what you're going to get, which I think
appreciate that. Fantastic. Thanks a million.
Ivan Kavanagh. Wishing you so well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a million.
And you can see Sun playing from March 13th at the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's hear now from the stars of Sun, Emil Hirsch and Andy Matichak.
The doctors couldn't find anything physically wrong with your son.
Think you could have been dreaming?
Wake up, honey.
Why do you think these people were here? Who are they?
I was raised in a cult. It was them.
They're coming for us. They awakened something in him.
I'm just after finishing watching the film, so I'm a little bit shaken by it. I'm a bit, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's one of those. You need a cocktail.
Because here's the thing with it. I've stopped watching a lot of trailers and reading about a lot of films in advance because I just want to be taken by surprise. And Andy, that opening scene alone, where we see you running from that diner in that car, like that was fairly intense. It had me hooked in straight away. Can I ask you about some of those really tough emotional scenes? Again, when you see that on the call sheet, how do you prepare for those? Are they as exhausting as they are to play?
Yes and no. I mean, it's definitely a lot of just training over time that you just kind of have to rely on. Whenever I see anything emotional that's like slated for the next day, I try to just almost take the emotion completely out of it so that I don't get in my head about it. And then I allow myself to be a little bit more free and just trust that it's there. I mean, the thing with Ivan is he's an incredible filmmaker and an incredible storyteller. And so I also knew that I had him on my side helping me along that emotional track, whether it be with sound design or with the RDP peers as well. So I knew I had some good support in there as well, but I more so just had to approach it really story-wise and what was necessary for the story and kind of what to really show and not show.
I want to talk now about Ivan. And Emil, this is your second time out working with him after Never Grow Old. How did Ivan Kavanagh, this Irish filmmaker, get on your radar, Emil? Because I have to be honest with you, I think he's a very underrated filmmaker, and I think he has the potential just to go on and do amazing things, because for the three films I've seen of his now, each one of them is just like a sucker punch. They're just, they really stay with you. So how did he get onto your notice board, as it were, Emil?
Well, the first film that we worked on together, actually, the way that I first knew about him was a different script that wasn't Never Grow Old. It was called The Disassembled Man. And I read the script and I thought it was really interesting. And then we had a meeting and kind of hit it off in the meeting. And The Disassembled Man was pretty weird, not going to lie. Like, it was almost too weird even for Ivan. And so then he was like, well, I got this Western I've been working on. So he sent it to me and I really liked it. And I'd been wanting to make a Western for a while. And we just kind of, we really liked working with each other. I really liked the film, how it turned out. And this time around, he had reached out to me and I just enjoyed the part. And I thought it was kind of an easygoing sort of experience, or it would be for me. And I was saying this before, I probably had like the easiest job like on that movie by far. There's no question I had the easiest part, because it's so much of it is like a cloak and dagger kind of thing, to where it was like I almost couldn't. It's like if you're a race car driver and you have like an accelerator pad or accelerator stopper so you can't go too fast or something, because I you had to be careful never to really do that much, because you could give the jig away, you know what I mean? Like, I had to like kind of stay within this like little like friendly, non-threatening zone, you know.
I want to ask you both about what it is like to be directed by Ivan. I've had the pleasure of being in his company before, and he's immensely warm and very, very chatty. And I think if anyone sees his films, you would imagine him to be this absolute nutter, but he couldn't be further from it. So what's it like being directed by Ivan? Does he give you plenty of space, or is he, because he's a bit of a chatterbox as well, like, or does he like to really delve into the scene and give you loads and loads of information to the point where you have to say, Ivan, hold back there a little bit? Andy, what's it like being directed by him?
You know, I feel like there were so many conversations that we had leading up to filming, and so many conversations that took place before the day of ever filming it. So on the day, he does kind of give you your space. And the thing that I love so much about working with him is he knows so exactly what he wants, that once he's got it, he's done, and he's fine moving on. And I felt so comfortable just fully trusting him and following his lead. I mean, he's an unbelievable director, and his notes were really always spot on, and we have different minds. So they were a lot of the times different to what my approach was, which was really cool and fun to layer those in and to kind of switch things up. So I really enjoyed working with him. He's a masterclass filmmaker and storyteller just across the board.
So, Emil, now to bring you in here, do you think this love affair with Ivan is going to continue? Because we've got two films now. Do you think we might get a trilogy out of the pair of you?
Yeah. I mean, it's always possible. I don't know. You know, I think if it's the right script, you know, he just recently sent me a script that he had finished writing. And then there was actually a script about couple of mountain climbers that I had written that I wanted to act in, that he had been wanting to direct for a while. So we definitely have like a pretty fair exchange of ideas sort of going on. But I mean, I like the idea of working with someone that, you know, I think is good and is cool, and, you know, he's it's fun. I mean, he's the first director I've worked with multiple times. And that definitely like made the shoot for me a lot more chill, just having already worked with him before. I don't know. I'd never had that before. And so I really like it. And you know, I'm excited for, I mean, I really thought Son was great. I actually liked Son even more than Never Grow Old. You know, I thought Andy's so great in it, and Luke were so good. And honestly, every performance in the entire film, though, that's one of the things that I really liked about the way Ivan works, is that even if someone has like three lines in the movie, they're so good. And he just is so specific in the way that he goes about casting and getting performance, to where, you know, it's like the best filmmakers, like, you know, it's like in a David Fincher movie, like if someone has like three lines, they're always amazing, you know? And Ivan has that similar kind of thing where it's, you don't just get like a couple of good actors and then the rest, everyone's just to the wolves for everybody. And the other, you know, the supporting actors have to fend for themselves or something. It's not like that with Ivan. So I really appreciated that, especially on, you know, where there's like chapters to the movie, like Sun, where there's a lot of supporting characters that kind of come in. You know, this it really illustrates and underlines that quality of Ivan as a director a lot in this movie too.
With Son, when as the films just started taking hold, I was like, this is like Rosemary's Baby on steroids. I was like, oh, this is just bonkers. Can I ask you both about your love of horror? Because there's a real throwback feel to Son, but yet it feels really contemporary and it goes in directions that you're not thinking. And especially the son Dave and some of the stuff that he does, you're like, oh, dear God, it's just grotesque. Like, Andy, at the moment, you know, you've been on such a massive horror hit, like with Halloween, and Halloween Kills is en route, which a lot of people are so excited to see. And now we've got Son now on the resume. Just for you, like, have you always been a fan of this genre? Has it been a genre that you've always wanted to be involved in? Or does it just sort of just suck you in? What's your take on the horror?
You know, I am now a bigger horror fan. I am quite frankly a huge scaredy cat. So I had to get over that when I was casting Halloween, because I was just way too scared to ever watch horror movies. But especially seeing now, you know, being a part of how they're made and really kind of experiencing it from the ground up, it gives me such a love and appreciation for horror. And it's a blast. I mean, they're so fun to make. One of the things that I loved so much about the script for Sun and what you touched on is that it's just a ride. It's a wild ride. And it goes, starts pretty quick and it just gets faster. And you don't really know necessarily what's happening, whether she is insane or what is happening is real. And towing that line was really fun and really interesting. And, you know, how reading it on the page, I mean, I think that Ivan, even in the editing, I thought it was so beautiful. It reads, yes, of course, like a horror. You have so many things happening, like a child eating people. But at the end of the day, he edited it almost as a drama and as a thriller that was able to, I think, really draw people in and kind of hold them captivated for the whole time.
Guys, unfortunately, my time is done. It's been a pleasure talking to you both. Loved Son. It's such a fantastic horror film. Wish you well with it. Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
You have no idea what he's capable of.
And just a reminder before we go, Son is playing on March 13th. Log on to diff.ie for more details. That's diff.ie. That's our lot for this edition of Hooked On, Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. The podcast was produced by Gordon Hayden. I'm Fionnuala J, and I'll chat to you on the next one.
This is a Virgin Media Originals podcast series.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.